Why do you have a current picture of my son saved as your background screen? Sarah's voice quavers. Richard was right. There was something off about the way you just pranced into my life. She spills her rampant thoughts. You have something to do with his disappearance, don't you? You know where he is? I swear I will.
Now, Sarah. I stop her before she spirals. Don't start making things up. It's not what you're thinking.
I move slowly in the dark toward Sarah. Just give me my phone back, and I'll explain everything.
No!
She shouts. The only thing I can see in this dark room is the dull glow of light shining from my phone screen in Sarah's hand. She must sense I'm getting closer because every time I take a step toward her, the light gets further away from me. I assumed we were good now. We've spent some time together. She asked me loads of questions, to which I answered every single one of them. So why doesn't she trust me? Okay, sure. It looks bad that her son went missing, and for reasons unknown to her, I have Frank's picture right there on my lock screen. But if Sarah would just let me explain, she would understand the whole story. Come on, Sarah. Give me my phone, I say into the darkness.
Not until you tell me who you really are,
she replies through clenched teeth. The light bounces in her hands, quickly moving over the mattress to the other side of the room. I can't help but laugh.
Do you honestly think I'm going to hurt you or something? Ha! We are in our 50s, Sarah. If I have to tackle you to get my phone back, we'll both be sore tomorrow.
So just hand over my damn phone so I can explain. You have to start trusting me. My one pet peeve is when people touch my belongings, and I have valid reasons to justify my feelings. Sarah doesn't seem to understand how critical it is that she give me my phone. This little game of keep away she is playing with me is starting to get under my skin. Sarah presses the side of my phone, turning off the screen, and now we're in complete darkness. I can't tell where she is. It's eerily quiet. I hear the sound of my own breathing, but I don't hear hers. Sarah? Where are you? I promise I'll tell you anything you want to know. Just give me my phone first. There's something on there you need to see. I hold my breath and listen. But there's not a sound in the room. I take a step in the direction of where I last saw her holding my phone. Using my feet to ground myself beside the mattress, I lunge forward and reach into the dark corner where I thought Sarah was waiting. My arms swing as if I'm going to grab hold of her, but the swing is empty, and I'm left embracing myself. Sarah isn't there, quietly holding her breath as I presumed. How the hell did she move without me hearing a peep from her? Just as I begin to wonder where she is hiding, I hear the click of the lock to the door on my left as it unlocks. My body instinctively turns toward the sound. A light gust of wind reaches my face as the door rips open and quickly shuts.
Sarah!
I shout, then rush toward the door. A loud sound crashes against the other side of the door as I reach it. I feel for the handle and wrap my fingers around the round knob, twisting and then tugging, but the door doesn't budge. She must have wedged something in the door to lock me in. If only she had given me the chance to explain, she would know how badly she has just fucked up.